Hey everybody, welcome to The Morphin Grid. I'm Josh.
And I'm Jake.
Jake, you had an idea for this.
I did.
Explain to me and the people what it is.
Okay, well, hold on. Alright, this isn't the Wild West. We got rules here. Okay?
It's a bonus episode. Are there even rules anymore?
There's still one rule.
Okay.
MorphinGrid.tumblr.com is our website. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at MorphinGrid. We're on Facebook at Facebook.com/TheMorphinGrid. And we're on iTunes and Stitcher. If you want to leave a review, that'd be sweet. And also, on January 1st, it is mandatory. So what better way to ring in the new year than by leaving us a rating and review? Well, worse way, than by being arrested for not giving us a rating and review.
Actual for real arrested.
The actual police from your town.
We have connections to all polices.
Yes. I have the number for the police. And I will use it on you if you don't leave a rating and review. I think I just hit the Roche limit on that. Okay, so bonus episode today, we were going to do something with Dragon Warrior, but neither of us found that super appealing today.
No, it was a long couple of days leading up to this, and I don't have a Dragon Warrior in me right now.
As outlined in our, that I said in the last Frankencast, we both work retail, and Black Friday is literally the worst day of our lives every year. So,
and that was yesterday to us, so
it was,
Dragon Warrior is not in the cards for me right now.
Nope. So I was like, hey, whenever YouTubers don't have something to do, they do a tag of some sort. And Josh just didn't know what that was, so I very briefly explained it to him. And I said, maybe we can find a Power Rangers one. And I did. So we're going to do the Power Rangers tag.
Before we do this, can I ask, how did you find this?
I Googled Power Rangers tag.
That's it?
Yep.
It's just called tag?
Well, the Power Rangers tag is only 10 questions long.
Okay.
So I was like, that's not enough. So then I Googled Power Rangers challenge, because I saw on Tumblr a while ago someone doing like a daily challenge. And so what we're doing is actually the Power Rangers 30-day challenge, where every day you're supposed to like put up a, like there's a question for every day.
Oh, like on Facebook, people post a picture every day that is a thing.
Yeah.
Okay, I've seen that before.
It's like that.
Before I cleaned my Facebook out, I saw that a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, my Facebook is Ghost Town, which is just the way I like it. so we're not doing the Power Rangers tag, which all of the tag questions are basically like folded into the challenge questions.
Okay.
So it's basically the same thing. But we're going to do all 30 right now.
Because
it's Morphin Time! All right, so we're back. We didn't go anywhere. We didn't do anything. But, I mean, if we morph, song plays. You can't help it.
He hit the cue, so I called the morph, and now here we are sitting in our Power Ranger suits about to answer some questions.
Oh, man, I really hope you guys picture us in Power Ranger suits talking about Power Rangers.
Only after the break.
Actually, you know what? Now, I would say that, but I saw a video today, and I really hope you don't. Real quick aside, when I was looking up the Power Rangers 30-Day Challenge, I came across this video of a very not funny man doing a skit to intro his 30-day challenge.
Sure.
It was so bad. It was so bad. And he was in a Green Ranger suit. It was like one of those Halloween buff costumes.
Oh, yeah. I almost got one of those one year.
It looked real bad. So please don't picture us wearing those.
Picture us wearing actual Power Rangers.
Yeah. Or just
picture us.
Picture us however you think we look, because, I mean, you got to do some digging to find pictures of us. Anyway, here's how this is going to work. I'm going to ask the question. You go, I go.
Okay.
Pretty simple. Okay? Day one, a.k.a. question one. Your favorite Power Rangers series?
Power Rangers Zeo.
Okay, mine is in space. I think we've outlined that. Some of these we've talked about a lot, so we don't need to go into
detail.
Send me
this list. I might do this on Twitter.
Okay, I will.
I mean, anyone who listens to the podcast will get the exclusive full list all in one go on Monday?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'll do it over 30 days, maybe. Or I'll do the first five and go, eh. You know, whatever.
Yeah. I do the same thing with a lot of things. Number two, your favorite Battleizer. This one may be discounted. Okay? Battleizer is when the Red Ranger gets like a suit upgrade.
Oh, okay. And then it's Andross's butt suit.
Okay. So Andross's butt suit would also be mine. Here is my follow-up question. Do you know of any others?
I think the Red Ranger from Samurai gets like a super shield or something.
Okay.
That's it. Or he gets a lady counterpart. I don't know.
I think he gets both. Okay, because I was going to say, if you don't know any others, we have to discount it. But I looked at a bunch of them today when I was like, what is the Battleizer again? And I was like, oh, it's the butt suit. But they are all ridiculous. They are all equally ridiculous.
They're all butt suit ridiculous.
They are all, well, some of them are just like, did you ever see the show Centurions? It was like this old like Hanna-Barbera cartoon where these people, these like guys had like suits with like plug, they were basically toys that you could like put accessories on, but that was the cartoons. So the one's like the sky guy, one's the sea guy, one's the land guy. Some of them are just like that, like just like you get like a shoulder pads with some guns on it. But some of them are like full-on butt suit with like giant wings and big arms.
Yeah, because I know in Super Samurai they all get like a buff shield, but yeah. I think the Red Rangers is gold and a little bigger.
Maybe. I don't
That's
know.
The only other one that I think I know. Because Andross gets like a butt suit and a jetpack. Am I remembering that
like
correctly?
He gets like a jetpack with wings. It looks bonkers. I can't wait to talk about it in space. Mine's also Andross's because that's the only one I'm super familiar with. But like his butt is clearly defined in that suit. And his abs and chest are like kind of like a Halloween buff costume. Yep. But like hard plastic underneath it. Looks ridiculous. All right, your favorite villain. Question number three, your favorite villain.
Favorite villain. Like big bad or any bad guy?
Not monster.
Not monster, but like any main bad guy.
Yeah.
Like Goldar, Scorpina, those
that's,
guys.
That's
count.
How I'm seeing it, yeah.
Okay.
I have a very definitive answer for myself. Do you want me to go first?
Yeah.
Astronema? Astromina? Astronema.
No,
I had
it's
right
not
the first
stamina.
Time. yeah, she's the best. My second favorite is in Zeo, and I don't want to talk about him at all because I want him to be a surprise.
I think mine also is from In Space, the more that I think about it.
Okay.
It's Ecliptor.
Ecliptor's awesome.
Yeah.
Ecliptor rocks.
Because he's, like, super competent, but also super loyal to Astronema.
Yeah.
Like, even, I don't want to do spoilers, but, like, he's super loyal to Astronema.
Super loyal, yeah. Yeah, again, super looking forward to it. Also very much looking forward to Zeo, which we start up in like 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Which I can't wait for. Number five, this is going to be easy for me, a character you had a crush on.
Trini.
Okay. My crush on Kimberly is well documented. Also, this question is in the past tense, but that's not applicable because I have had a crush on Kimberly since I was four.
You have a crush
on. And it will continue until the day I die, probably. Day number six, your favorite morpher. Again, we're working with a limited palette here.
Right, yeah. I still think it's the original Power Morphers.
Those ones are pretty baller.
Yeah. Of the ones that I definitely know and the ones that I like kind of know. Like, the Dino Charge one is a gun. That they shoot their powers out of?
Yeah.
That's kind of neat.
It
but
is.
I still like the original Power Morpher better.
Yeah. I think I'm going to go with the Zeo Morpher because it had the two parts to it. And one was like a crystal and they had to like do a complicated thing.
They do
and
like
they lined up.
A dance to stick them together.
It wasn't as bad as like the shift into turbo.
Oh, God. They drive a car?
They drive a car for a second? It's great.
It's not great.
Number seven, your favorite individual ranger weapon.
Favorite weapon.
Yeah.
Power Lance.
Power Lance. Mine is also from the Mighty Morphin Power. It's not the Power Lance. It's not the Mighty Mace. It's the Power Axe. That was called the Power Gun. It's the Power Axe.
The Cosmic Cannon.
Yeah. Sure. Because it turns into a gun.
Right.
And it's awesome. And also, there's a couple real great episodes where Zach... I think it's the Itsy Bitsy Spider episode where Zach just like whips it out and shoots the statue because he doesn't trust it.
I don't know if that's a real statue.
Boom. Better shoot.
I like
cannon.
The Power Lance because it can split into two parts, smaller tridents, or it could be one long, like double-ended trident. And I really just like the idea of double-ended blade weapons. Like I like the double lightsaber a lot.
Yeah.
The main character in Chrono Cross. They call it a swallow. I don't know what the actual name of it is, but it's a double-bladed staff.
I don't know.
It's just a really cool weapon.
Sweet. Yeah. My if I had like an honorable mention, it'd be like the satellite gun from In Space, but I don't remember what it's called.
Oh, the satellite gun.
Satellite gun. Satellite of love.
Satellite slinger.
That might actually be it.
Because I think they're all alliterations, and it's a slingshot, if I'm not mistaken.
There is a slinger. I think that's Yellow's weapon. I'm talking about Pink's.
Okay.
Like, maybe I'm thinking of Zio. Maybe you're right. I don't know. Guys, we're just going to have to find out. Going to take this journey together. Number 8. What Power Ranger items do you own currently or did own as a kid?
Like, all of them?
I guess. Just what you got now.
Here's what I can think of off the top of my head. The Legacy Power Morpher, the Legacy Dragon Dagger, the green, white, and Zio Red Megaforce action figures, the little ones.
Yeah, they were in the Megaforce set. They're actually like the Power Ranger, like the Mighty Morphin.
Right, but they were in the Super Megaforce set because of the Legendary War or whatever.
Right. Barf.
The green, white, and Dragon Shield Red Ranger keys, some of the action card game cards, and the little blind boxes. I have 3 of them now. I have Trini.
3 of them?
I have Trini, Jason, and
where are you getting all these?
White Ranger Tommy.
So you haven't doubled up then yet?
No, I'm done. I bought 3 and I'm like, all right, it's going to get a little risky from there. So I'm just going to stick with these 3.
Well, if you would take me to wherever it is that you're getting them, I would get one.
Any Hot Topic.
How many times have you been to Hot Topic in the last month?
Just twice.
So yeah, 2 the last time.
I got 2 the last time.
Okay. Yeah. Let's see. For me, I have my prize possession, which is the original 1993 Megazord, which is, I just pointed at it, but you guys can't see that. It's an audio medium. It's missing 13 pieces, 13 small pieces, but other than that, it's fully intact. I have the Power Morpher. I have so much crap back at my house in New Hampshire. I have like a billion Megazords. There's a lot to count. Eventually, I'm going to get all of them down here, and right. I'll just line them up and take a picture and put them on the Twitter. But I had like, I had the Dragon Zord. I had the original Dragon Dagger. I have Saba that Gary sent us. Gary.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
For Christmas last year. We also got like a bunch of little cool guys, the little dummies.
Oh yeah, we have everything that Gary sent us too.
So there's a lot of cool stuff from that. We did an episode on it and it's still in the feed. You can go check that out. I had the original Dragon Dagger. It has since been lost to time. I cannot find it. I got the Dragon Zord, but my dog Junker chewed the crap out of it. So like it was the Dragon Zord, but not the chest or the tail. that was unsalvageable, and I think it was broken in parts because, like, you know, when you're a kid, you know how you play with your toys.
Yep,
I play hard.
You're a kid, you do that.
Yeah, when you're a kid, and also still
and
now,
also a grown up, right?
And also, like, whatever. Look, we pay taxes. We can play with whatever toys we want. I also had the Thunder Megazord, the Zeo Megazord, the Shape Zords, the Turbo Zord, the secondary Turbo Zord, which is like rescue vehicles. And Tor and Serpentera. I had a billion of the flippy head guys. I had look.
How much bigger than Tor was the actual Serpentera toy?
It was not.
Was it big enough to just squish it under its foot?
No.
No.
No. It was. Tor was about, I would say, this big.
Because the Megazord has to fit in it, right?
Yeah. And then Serpentera was about, like, I want to say, like 2 feet long. So it was like a good size. It was like a big.
Noticeably
sword.
Bigger than the Rick.
I don't know what else it had. We did an episode on toys. I probably mentioned a lot more in that.
Yeah. That's everything I have now. All I remember from when I was a kid is I had at least Jason and Tommy, the Green Ranger of the flipping head morphin action figures. And I had a small sweatshirt that had the Power Rangers on it and some like Zubas, some Power Rangers Zuba pants.
I had Power Rangers everything. It was literally all there was.
I know I had
for a while.
More, but I never got like those actual the bigger figures.
Yeah, I had
never
all
got
those.
Any of those.
I had all those. I had everything. I had so much stuff. Right now, though, my favorite is still the original Megazord.
Yeah, mine's my Dragon Dagger. I play with it still like every day.
It's pretty awesome. It's pretty cool.
I've been training a lot, and I think I'm ready to save the world.
Okay.
So,
cool. Day number 9. Your favorite Ranger,
Adam Park.
Mine's Cat. Cat Hillard. we talked about this quite a bit. This is going to be an easy one. Number 10, least favorite Ranger.
Ish.
Oh, mine's Rocky.
I don't like Ish. I can deal with Rocky because he gets better.
You're right.
But instead, Ish goes away.
No, you know what? I think I'm going to agree with you because I'm thinking now, And look, Mullet Kid, I thought was real stupid in my last watch, and he was like my favorite character in this watch. Rocky does get better, but he like hurts his back and can't be a Power Ranger anymore.
It's implied, I think, that he has severe spinal damage. He's got like an edge situation going on.
Oh, too soon. We'll talk about that later. I think I also am going to say HB, because not only did she abandon being a Power Ranger because she thought she was a veterinarian, but she also totally mucked with the time stream.
Yeah, like completely. To the point that her family just got transported to Africa.
That is such a lot.
That's messing up some stuff.
You're the worst, Aisha. I'm glad you're gone forever. Number 11, who is your favorite sixth ranger?
Oh, spoilers for the season we're going to do.
I think we've talked about it. Zeo Gold.
Zeo Gold Zeo is my Gold. Favorite sixth ranger.
I'm going to say... This podcast has not been kind to Tommy Oliver, but I think before I would have said the White Ranger, but unless I can say the what's his name? Blue Centurion?
Well, see, mine's kind of part of that. No, it's not. I don't think.
What, Phantom Ranger?
Where's the Phantom Ranger come in?
I think he's in Zeo and in Turbo. He's in Zeo for like 4 episodes, and then he's in Turbo for like a wrap-up.
Are you sure it doesn't go from Turbo and then he's in Space for a wrap? Because he has a thing with Cassie.
That's in Turbo.
Right. But then doesn't he come back for like a second and in Space?
I don't think so. Because Turbo.
No, because and Skull and like everybody was teased for Gold, not for Phantom. Nobody knew what the Phantom Ranger was.
Right.
Even the writers.
Guys, I have no idea where the Phantom Ranger was.
I also really like the idea of the Phantom Ranger. I don't remember a lot of him or if he was executed properly.
Right. I doubt it. I know they just
I know he just kind of stopped. Yeah. He was just gone all of a sudden.
I like the idea that he was supposed to be like the ghosts of all the dead. He was like
everyone who fell in battle just gets absorbed into the Phantom Ranger.
He was the noob Cybot of Power Rangers, which is awesome.
Yeah. I think he's in Zeo.
I think so. I can't remember, guys. I'm going to say... tie between the White Ranger because of like how hyped I was as a kid,
right?
And Zeo Gold, because also we'll talk about this when Zeo Gold shows up. I had no idea who it was gonna be, and when we get to that episode, you'll understand how ridiculous that is, okay?
Yeah,
so
to the episode where they reveal who it actually is or
who the replacement is,
yeah. It's painfully obvious,
it is.
I didn't watch it as a kid, and I knew who it was going in,
yeah,
because I had looked it up beforehand. Like before I was rewatching, I just looked on one of my, I'm going to look up some Power Rangers stuff.
You're going to go down this rabbit hole.
So I had that spoiled for me. But even if I didn't, you can tell.
I swear to God, I'm going to save it. Okay. I was a dumb little boy when I was younger. Let's just say that. Number 12, your favorite Megazord. Okay, I'm going to put this into two parts.
Okay.
My favorite Megazord from the show is the Megazord. My favorite Megazord that I ever played with is the Turbo Rescue versions, just because they played real well. they were real cool. That fire truck red just like folded up real nice. Yeah. So I'm going to say that for that. But like in the show, like it's Megazord. It's Megazord every day.
Right. I don't know. There's something about the original Megazord.
It just makes so much sense.
He has more character than the rest of them.
Yeah, I can see that.
It might be nostalgia. I don't know.
It's also because like they didn't get another one.
Yeah.
Like in that season, it's not like, oh, we have two. It's like they had some upgrades to it, but like it might be a little bit. Here's the weird thing about Power Rangers. I don't have any nostalgia anymore for the first three seasons because of this podcast, because I know exactly what happened with adult eyes.
Right. I want to sit here and say I don't either. But, like, the Mighty Morphin suits are, in my opinion, like, the best and most iconic. Like, nothing else hits the right buttons like those ones for me.
Definitely the most iconic, but my favorites are the In Space. I just think they're...
See, those are neat, but there's something about the Mighty Morphin ones that I just like more than any other Power Ranger suit that I've ever seen.
I get it.
I don't know if that's nostalgia or if I just like those ones better. I can't tell.
I don't know. I shouldn't say I have no nostalgia, but, like, I love Power Rangers so much. And a lot of people are like, oh, yeah, I love Power Rangers. I used to watch as a kid. Like, well, you love Power Rangers because you have old memories of it.
Right.
We do this show often, right?
We do, yeah.
A lot of my memories were wrong, and like now I know that, and I still love the show so much.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So like I don't have like a ton of like I don't have rose tinted goggles. I do have nostalgia, but it's not rose tinted glasses anymore. But yeah, best in the show is Megazord. I don't know what the next question is. I wish it was worst Megazord, because that is the Thunderzord.
I think so, yeah.
Because it gets shafted in the footage. And also, honorable mention goes to the Zeo Megazord, just because it never is individual parts. They never do anything.
No, well, two of them can only do anything as feet.
And two of them have to be dragged by better Zords.
Oh, the Shape Zord. The Shape Megazord.
Shape Zord's pretty cool. Pretty also, cool. I am amending that last statement because I just remembered it's got modes. So, all sins are forgiven. Anyway, moving on. A ranger / character you have or would want to cosplay? That's kind of a weird question. I didn't look at these before.
Okay, no, that's fine. This is fine. I would like to cosplay as Jason. Because I feel like his like gym outfits are so far gone from what I regularly wear that people will be able to tell that I'm in a costume.
Right.
And also those red pants.
Stupid red pants. I would say, first of all, I think you could pull off a real good early season one Billy. Just get some real baggy clothes and some overalls.
some glasses. I wouldn't even have to change my hair that much.
No, not a lot. I would really like to do, for the same reasons, early Green Ranger Tommy. You know, where he's wearing green corduroy
and
pants.
Like a green
and like a
mesh a tank mesh, top?
Like a gym shirt? Like a mesh, you're the green team in soccer t-shirt. Looked ridiculous.
Oh, you gotta have that curly, almost mullet hair.
I have long hair right now, so I can.
You'd have to shave.
No deal. Deal breaker. I would cosplay as Boy Kimberly because she had the best outfit.
I could also cosplay Skull.
That would be cool.
Or maybe Ernie if I wanted to get real weird about it.
Yeah. That would be cool. All right. Next up, 14. Your favorite individual Zord?
Frog Zord. Adam's Frog Zord.
I gotta say Dragon Zord on this one.
Dragon Zord is really cool. I'm still saying the Frog Zord.
Frog Zord's pretty baller. I didn't know it had all sorts of attacks.
Yeah,
and stuff.
I love frogs anyway. Dude breathes fire.
And I can spit out little frog bombs.
Spit out mini little frog bombs. That's the coolest individual Zord.
That is pretty cool. If the Dragon Zord doesn't count, I'm gonna say Mastodon.
Mastodon's all right.
I think Mastodon's
cool
pretty
guy.
Cool. Because his arms.
He is arms.
Yeah, and I like
he's got
that.
Cool. Ice blowing powers.
Yeah, he's also the shield.
Does he also make an earthquake, or is that only the T-Rex?
That's only T-Rex. Okay. Who gets the sweet butt stomp.
Right, he's the arms, and his head is a shield.
His head is a shield, which is, it's not, like, flat. It's not.
It's just its head, and it's held by itself, by its own arms.
That's weird when you say it like that.
When you think about it, right?
All
right,
number 15. Oh, this is going to be a good one. A moment that made you teary-eyed or cry. I got mine ready to go.
Why don't you go?
Okay, mine's Countdown to Destruction, part 2, the I Am Spartacus scene.
Yeah.
I literally cried last time, and the next time I watch it is going to be with you, so that'll be fun.
Yeah, I can't, off the top of my head, think of anything else. I was trying, and it's just not there. Even the end of In Space, like, I was just kind of like, all right, that's it for that now.
That is the end of In Space.
But, like, the end.
The end, and right.
So, yeah, I'm going to say that, too. The I Am Spartacus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get chills all the time. I just did a second ago thinking about the once a ranger, always a ranger. But, like, the actual wet eyes and tears is the Spartacus scene, which we'll talk about. Don't worry. Number 16, a character that you relate to the most.
Oh, want to say Billy, but dude gets girls like nobody's business.
Right?
Dude, so not Billy.
Dude is swimming in it. I almost said something really not PG.
Oh, that I relate to them, but oh man, I don't know.
I don't know. That's a good question.
I don't think I actually, like, as far as, no, because Billy's not the same kind of geeky that I am.
No. No, he's a dork. I don't know. This is a hard question.
Probably Adam.
Because you have all those sweet kicks.
not like fighting, but no, like just
he's a quieter,
say a lot.
Yeah, he's a quieter guy. I get that. What I relate to, I don't know. I always have trouble with things like this. Like my answer is Katniss, but that's not a real. That doesn't make
Katniss sense. Katniss isn't a power
She's
ranger.
She's not a Power Ranger. yet. So this is a slight tangent. I was trying to think of what Hogwarts house I would be. I settled on Gryffindor. And the reason why is because I'm dumb, but I mean well.
Isn't that Hufflepuff, though?
No, Hufflepuff is the leftovers. I don't mean that. I don't mean that. I don't mean that, Hufflepuff. Don't get mad at me. Hufflepuffs are loyal, and they are friendly, and they are hard workers. So that's the second house that I would choose. But, like, I think Gryffindor, because, again, kind of dumb, but I mean well. But, like, that's a broad grouping.
Right.
It's so, like, act like individual Power Ranger. I don't know. I'm like
Kim.
I want kind of. I think, yeah. I think Kimberly, if not Kat, just because Kat like deals with it, and that's right. one of my strong suits is dealing with it, whatever it may be. So yeah, I would say Kat or Kim on that one.
You would make a great Pink Ranger. You would look pretty good in the suit.
I think I would. I think I would make a pretty good Pink Ranger. Number 18, your favorite actor/actress in Power Rangers. I'm going to say Amy Jo Johnson. I think she's the best actress the show has had that I have seen, anyway. Maybe
I'm trying to think.
The only other one would be Melody Perkins for Astronema.
Melody Perkins is really good. I also like Cassie, whose real name escapes me.
Patricia Ja, I think?
I don't know. She plays Cassie really well.
She does.
I'm also going to say Amy Jo Johnson. Final answer. Final answer. It in.
All right. Your least favorite Power Rangers season.
Season?
Yeah.
Mighty Morphin season 2.
Oh, Megaforce. Megaforce in a walk.
I haven't seen the entirety of Megaforce, which is why I'm disqualifying
it. In fact, you know what? I want to go back and change my least favorite Power Ranger to Troy. Because that dude's just a bar of soap.
Yeah, Troy sucks.
He's a boring bar of soap.
Because that season is not good for a lot of reasons. I'm going to change my answer to Megaforce, too.
Yeah,
this is not like good. But, like, Jake has personality. Gia has personality.
Emma?
Emily? Emma?
I think Emma. I don't even remember. Noah. Noah's the other one. Okay.
And Noah, yeah. I'm not real fond of Noah, but at least he's a character.
He's still, like, he, like, interacts with the world, and is it literally a bar of soap and person clothes? Yeah,
Troy is the worst Ranger. Megaforce is the worst season.
Yeah, it's just, and you know what? I haven't seen
Congratulations, Ish. You're better than Troy.
At least you had personality.
That, yep.
Even if that personality.
You had character traits.
You did.
That was different from... Let's go. Like, is it?
I guess.
Let's go fight the bad thing.
Megaforce superpower up now. That was their morph call, I think. I don't remember, but it was real, real unnecessary.
Let's get mega. And then they mega evolve into.
Day 20, your favorite monster, Pumpkin Rappa.
My favorite, just ever?
Yeah.
Is a Piglet. What's his name? Pudgy Pig.
Pudgy Pig. Mine is Pumpkin Rappa because he has clever raps and rhymes. Day 21, favorite relationship, Balkan Skull?
Trilly.
Trilly is... I like Trilly.
Okay. But depends on which way you're taking a relationship.
It just means connection between two people.
Balkan Skull.
Okay.
There's nothing better than Balkan Skull.
No. Like, the fact that they are best friends in real life to this day...
Yeah.
Sometimes is the only thing that gets me through the day. Because...
God, this sucks so much. But, like, Paul Schreier and Jason Narvi are still best friends.
Like, they, like, talk on the phone still. Like, I love that.
Their kids are probably friends, too.
Oh, I hope so.
If they both have kids.
I don't know. I hope so.
But, yeah, favorite... relationship, like romantically, even though it's not confirmed in the actual canon, is Billy and Trini.
Yeah.
They're on again, off again.
Yeah. Yeah. For romantic relationship, I think I'm going to have to say...
There's a lot of those that we're also not familiar with, too.
Right? Yeah. I think I'm going to say Trilly, even though it is not canon, but I do like Kat and Tommy on a... broad spectrum, because, like, as Danielle pointed out in an email she sent us once, all of Kat's cool character traits were kind of pushed aside in favor of Tommy's girlfriend, which is the worst. The worst thing ever. But if you look at it, if you take a step back and look at it and, like, kind of don't worry about the stuff that sucks, which as a wrestling fan I do a lot.
You have to. You can't make it through a whole episode without doing that.
Yeah. The fact that they both came from evil, they were both brainwashed, like, it really works for each other, and, like, they seem to genuinely care for each other, whereas Kim and Tommy were like
we're a high school couple.
Yeah, where they're like, why is she breaking up with me? I haven't even talked to her in 2 months, you know?
That might be why.
Maybe that's why. Yeah. Truly, if it's romantic, Bulk and Skull, if it's not. Number 22, something you could change in continuity. Oh, I didn't expect this rabbit hole
something
to appear beneath my feet.
Change in continuity.
Where do I start?
On camera confirmation that Billy and Trini have dated. Or are dating.
Or in some way.
Well, have dated now by the point that we are.
Right. Look, I just want to know whether or not they made out in the back of Trini's white car that she had in the Tickle Sneezer episode.
Or the rad bug.
No
flying
one.
Flying.
Look, let's be honest. No one's making out in the rad bug.
If anybody is, it's Billy.
It's Billy. Okay, so number one, Ninja didn't make the coins. I think that's dumb.
We've argued about this before.
We have. I've cut a lot of it because it happened a lot.
I don't think it's a dumb idea that like Ninjor made the coins. What I think is the dumb idea is that a ninja who could have just made the ninja power coins.
Right.
Made all of the power coins. And that he's kind of a doofus.
Yeah.
If Ninjor was a cool mystic.
Yeah, he didn't seem like a master craftsman to me.
No, a coinsmith.
Yeah, so I would change that. I would make it so that Tommy was just his evil clone in a stable time loop.
I like that idea a lot.
And you know what? I don't think we ever... Like, he says, like, one thing about his dad in the Wild West Rangers episode. He's like, my dad got Kimberly this cactus. Or got me this cactus for Kimberly.
That's the only time he ever mentions family.
That's it. Because, like, in Zio, we'll kind of see his heritage and where it comes from, sort of. But, like, that could play into, like, him losing his memory every 20 years or so or however long because, you know, dude's immortal and is a Highlander. Yeah, I would change those.
I can't really think of anything else. I would like to clean up Alien Rangers. I would like to clean that whole mess up.
Oh, God.
But I don't know where I would start or what I would start changing there.
You start by having them not turn into babies. Having them maybe just lose their powers.
Right.
I don't know if that's continuity anymore so much as just, like, fixes.
Yeah, all right. Well, yeah. We'll move on then before we just rewrite everything.
Right. Day 23, a six-ranger team of one color.
Do I have to pick the rangers or just say the color?
I think you just have to say the color.
Blue. I would like a blue team.
Okay. I would like a pink team. Because I think there's the most variety in Pink Rangers.
The reason I say blue is because I think it's the only other color besides red that has made it into every single season.
I think so. I think you're right.
So there's a big pool of people to pick from.
Because I think pink is in a lot of them. It's not in a lot of the three Ranger teams.
But it's not in Mystic Force, I think. Because
Blue and pink are in.
Okay, it's blue and pink.
I think you're thinking of Wild Force, which is white instead.
I think that's it.
But it's like a pink trim, you know.
And even in the Alien Rangers, there's no pink.
Right. I mean, in the toys there are. I would say pink because like you got Jen from Time Force as your leader. You got Kat as your smart guy. You got Kimberly as your striker. You got like if you go to Emma, who is not a well-defined character, but she would be a good like pink ranger, you know what I mean? Like a good like
she's a good pink ranger.
Yeah, pink ranger.
Hey, you got Cassie.
Yeah, Cassie for your muscle, you know?
Yeah, you get with blue, who do you get? You get Billy and then you get Rocky.
Yeah.
Cool frat boy Rocky who's his character is kind of a garbage man.
Yeah.
Which they steered into the skid and figured him out. There's Justin
TJ.
I was like, is it CJ or TJ?
It's TJ.
TJ. Those are all the ones whose name I know, except for Noah.
There's a couple girl Blue Rangers, too, so like you can get some variety there. Like the Ninja Storm, which I hear is really good.
Blue Centurion.
Blue Centurion's your sixth ranger.
Ninjor is also blue. Blue Alien.
Corcus? Sestro. Corcus was black, and he was the worst. All right, yeah, I think
there's just a lot to choose from that I'm not familiar with, but there's a lot of Blue Rangers, and I think I like the color blue, so I think it would be a good team.
Yeah, I also, I have never once in my life thought of what a six ranger team of all one color would be like, so that's a good on you, 30-day challenge. Favorite Morphin call?
It's Morphin time.
It's Morphin time. It's classic.
I'm runner-up, close runner-up, Let's Rock It.
Yeah, that is a close runner-up. But like, you can't beat It's Morphin' Time. No. Like, you can't. Favorite mentor?
I only really know Zordon. And Gosei. I don't like him,
though. I don't like
He's just Zordon again.
He's just like watered down store brand Zordon.
It's market pantry Zordon.
He's the good value Zordon. I like Demetria, but I feel like she...
Oh, Demetria's fine.
Yeah, I feel like she didn't do anything, but I don't really remember.
I like
she
her
can't
gimmick
be worse
of...
than trying to kill them and literally putting a love potion on them.
But she also helps them by only speaking in questions and making them have to figure it out for themselves, right, instead of just telling them what to do.
Yeah, like,
so Demetria is pretty cool.
She helps them learn instead of just being like, oh, right, here's the answer that I knew but wouldn't tell you until right now.
Demetria is a better mentor than Zordon.
Oh, yeah.
There, I said it.
Official Morphin Grid stance.
Yeah, fight me, nerds.
All right,
least favorite mentor.
I'm going to say Zordon.
I'm going to say Gosei.
Gosei is pretty terrible. But I'm saying Zordon because, again... He literally put a love potion on two of them.
He puts them under a spell and doesn't care about Tommy that time he's trapped in a net.
Yeah, he'll work it out.
And like,
he knows what to do.
Okay, yeah. I'm not familiar enough with Gosei to say he's worse than Zordon. Yeah. All right, I'll go also with Zordon.
And also, he tries to literally kill them a lot. Like, a lot. And just flagrantly withholds information that would have helped them earlier than he gives it to them all the time. Number 27, favorite Morphin sequence.
I don't know a lot of them. I think it's Lightspeed Rescue, where the suit just kind of washes
shield
over them.
Yeah, shield goes over them.
Yeah, I like that one a lot.
That one's pretty cool. I like the Zio one, where like their hair just like crumples, like, and the girls' hair gets like pulled back while they're moving their arms out, and it's it shifts from picture to picture. I think that's pretty goofy. I think the in-space one, they just spin around. I don't really remember that one.
I think a lot of the time we just get like a quick all six of them morphing. I don't really remember. What even happens in Turbo? Do they just drive into themselves?
Like... No, it's similar to Zio, but with the Turbo suits and Justin Bros. I'm gonna say Zio for mine.
I'm going to stick with Lightspeed Rescue. I think it's a really cool idea.
We need to do this every couple seasons. We need to do this again. Because, like, we have a very small knowledge pool on this. Favorite suit / helmet design?
Oh, Mighty Morphin.
We talked about this earlier. I think the in-space ones are really good. I like the helmets because their visors are all slightly different that you don't notice unless you're looking for it. I really like that. Favorite Megazord sequence? Number 29.
Again, the original Megazord. Because it's the most cinematic.
Yeah, for sure. I don't know what the Dire Rangers is, because the one we got was like, well, no, I guess we did get the sequence, but it's just like, I'm putting my legs in, now I have a shirt on, you know? Like, someone get my hat. I think I'm also gonna say the original Megazord, but special runner up to the Turbo Zords because they drive into each other. And then finally, and this one we talked about before, but I don't know if we ever gave full answers, your Six Ranger Dream Team.
Okay, we did talk about this before. Without changing any colors, I don't remember what I said before. Jason is red, Adam for black, Billy for blue. That's just going to be Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. Let me go back. Let me try again.
Okay.
Andros is red, Adam is green. We'll do Zio Adam. We'll do green for Adam.
Okay.
I'll keep Billy blue and Trini yellow. I'm going to take Cassie for pink.
Good choice.
Then Zio Gold.
Okay. Now, I know we've talked about who Zio Gold is before, so like eagle-eared listeners, that's not a thing. We'll remember, but since we're coming up on Zio, we don't want to just like get the big spoilers out there. I'm going to say my Six Ranger is Zio Gold. I'm also going to go with Andros. Cat for pink. Adam for black. Lily Chilman from Jungle Fury for yellow. And who do I got left? Blue?
Yep.
I'll give it to Justin.
There you go.
I'll give it to Justin. You're on my dream team. That'll also probably change over the years. We got a couple of those in, and they were like, these people. And I was like, I don't know those people. This is exciting.
Yeah.
But that's it.
I'm We gotta watch more.
Yeah. I'm torn between just doing that
or
and waiting
until we do it. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I don't know. I think I'm just gonna do it.
Yeah, same. Oh, you know what? No. Archie. I don't know what his character's name is. Archie Cow. Co? Blue Ranger from Lost Galaxy is my Blue Ranger.
I have zero familiarity with Lost Galaxy. I know one thing that happens in Lost Galaxy.
Right. Lost Galaxy was very good from what I remember, but it might also be very cheesy.
You also said that Turbo is very good. You said that to me in my face. And then
I'll say it again right now. Turbo's a good season.
No, it isn't.
Turbo
it's
is
wrong. That's wrong.
You'll see.
It's wrong of you to stare our viewers in the ears and tell them Turbo is a good season.
On your last viewing, you tweeted that Rocky was not as bad as you remember. So
you're right. You're right.
That's all I'm saying. Anyway, this has been the 30-day challenge.
You agreed with it.
I did. I don't know. Look, we're young and dumb then. Okay.
So maybe we're both wrong.
Who knows? Well, if only one way to find out, that's to keep doing this podcast until the heat death of the universe. That was it. We do have another review. So I feel like this would be an okay time.
We do?
We do.
I stopped checking.
You should pull it up right now.
I do that.
I figure we'll do it now because the next time that we talk about it would be in an email episode, which, hey guys, send us emails so we have some more stuff to talk about in an email episode. Also send in your Morphe questions. Well, not questions. Your Morphe awards that we will... Morphe categories? What am I trying to say, Josh?
Categories is what the word
Morphe categories that we will give awards to. Look, I had a long day yesterday.
I just want to let you guys know, we now have so many reviews that on the podcast app, I have to scroll down and tap more reviews to see them all.
So you got it pulled up?
I do.
All right.
We already read Skies, right?
Yes.
All right, so our 17th written review, 21st rating.
Oh, yeah.
All 5 stars, by the way.
Brapadoo.
Pop a collar. Is from Shannon Maynor. I hope I'm saying right. It still doesn't feel right. You've confirmed to me that that is how it's said, and I'm like, I don't think so.
I'm saying that because I edited the podcast Sailor Business. The first episode I did was her second episode with her infamous cool, which I might go in and just like take that audio clip and put it in because it is the ballinest move ever. But I'm 95% sure she says it's Maynor.
Okay.
But every time you're not sure, that percentage goes down.
The reason that this is even a thing is because it's just the word Maynor. But it's a name, and there's no rules as names are concerned.
So
Shannon Maynor writes, I found out about this podcast thanks to Sailor Business, and I'm so glad I started listening. I powered through all the episodes in a month or so. That is super impressive because there was like 100-something when she jumped on.
Yeah, we were in our 120s-ish.
Cool.
Yeah.
And loved every minute of it. It feels like just sitting around and hanging out with friends, complete with tangents.
Yeah.
Lots of tangents.
Our specialty.
Jake and Josh are hilarious and fun. They bring a lot of insight and energy to the show. It's a great addition to rewatching Mighty Morphin for the first time in decades, and I can't wait to see them get into the rest of the series. And I'm not just saying this because you guys said I should be president.
Yeah. If you saw that, I imagine, when I said she should be president.
I think so, yeah. For the Rangers Gone Bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She drew the line.
She's got a stiff competition in Danielle, though. You can find out why Danielle should be president if you listen to Pokemon World Tour.
Shannon also sent us in an email, but we're saving that for the email episode. And then also a little bit for the Poker Rangers episode, because she gave Poker Ranger teams.
Did she do each?
She did not.
Oh, damn it. I need ideas for each.
She did the original six. She did the original
All
six.
Right.
But like,
I got to look back into that, too. I haven't looked at it in a while.
Yeah, it's been a minute. I usually do it when I do laundry, and I don't do laundry super, super often. So, yeah. Thank you so much, Shannon. That was a real great review. And also, you should be president. And guys, if you haven't gone onto our Twitter in a little while, go there and just scroll down until you see the picture of all the bad Rangers from that episode of season one. I think ours was called Power Rangers Behaving Badly. I don't remember what the actual
it's
power
is. It's a bad reflection on you.
That was it.
I think is the episode.
Yeah, because it's just like the best lineup of the bad Rangers. And she just drew that. It's great.
Yeah.
I think her art style would be the perfect Mighty Morphin cartoon show or Power Rangers cartoon show.
Oh, yeah.
Or, you know, or something else that I'm super biased about that I can't talk about. So, so thank you very much. And I can't wait to read her email on the air because I've read it a couple times. going through it, looking at the poker teams specifically.
Is it just good in our email account?
Yeah.
I might have to check it out.
Yeah. So if you guys want to leave us a rating review and get it read and get praised to the high heavens, you should hop on over to iTunes. And again, January 1st, or the police.
If you've heard us mention this at all, that is legally binding.
It is.
We have the police on speed dial.
Yep.
And they will be coming for you if you do not leave a rating and review on January 1st.
And just because that rhyme doesn't mean it's less credible. Anyway, that's going to do it for us for today. MorphinGrid.tumblr.com is the website. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at MorphinGrid. We're on Facebook at facebook.com/TheMorphinGrid. And we're on iTunes and Stitcher. Leave us a rating and review or else.
Or else you go to jail, mister.
Go to jail, misters. Or misses.
Or misses.
Go to your respective jails. Send in categories for the Morphies. Send in emails. Send in best ofs.
Send in Power Ranger Pokemon teams.
Yeah.
Send in anything else that you want.
The day this is going up is the 29th or 30th. So you have until the 1st to do the best ofs because I have to start making it ahead of time because it's going to be a lot of work. We've gotten in a couple. So I got some good stuff. But if you want to get them in.
Sorry, I did the math in my head. This goes up on the 30th.
Okay. So you have like a day.
You have a day to get it in by tomorrow.
So, all right, guys.
Deadline is midnight tomorrow. Correct.
Yeah, okay. You have all of the first, but it has to be in on the first. And if you're on the East Coast or the West Coast, I will give you until midnight Pacific Standard Time. and then also send in the categories. We're going to be doing that in like 2 weeks. And then we're going to be doing the email episode in a couple weeks too. No, probably do the Morphies a little bit later than that. I haven't done a calendar for the hiatus yet, and it's screwing me all up. I'm very calendar based with this as far as this podcast is concerned.
It's just whatever, man.
It's just whatever. And then we go, what do we do for a bonus today? I don't know. Do we have to watch Dragon Warrior? Can you imagine?
I mean, well.
I didn't think of this.
If we didn't have this, we would have watched Dragon Warrior.
This would be a very different podcast now.
But anyway. You guys are going to get good us watching Dragon Warrior now.
Get rested, non-Black Friday drained Dragon Warrior. Anyway, I'm rambling. So we'll see you next time. But until then,
may the power protect you. And then I'll have erase that.
Okay.